Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have another short but powerful story. I know that we all enjoy those long stories. Once upon a time, long ago and far away, there lived a great tzaddik, and so forth. They're very beautiful stories. I love them. But there's something also very beautiful, I think, about a short, powerful story, something that is maybe just a few minutes, and the actual event could be literally a few seconds. Although it takes a little bit of work to kind of look into it and see what is so special, but I think it's very, very wonderful to have such stories. And also, I think it helps us to get trained to look at the world around us in terms of the holiness and godliness which is there. When we tell a story from long ago and far away, I think that helps us to sort of get out of our, you know, everyday kind of thinking and to focus on something holy, godly, a tzaddik, whatever it may be. But I think it's equally important to be able to have our eyes open in our everyday life to see and hear things which are deep and profound and important and holy and inspiring. So this is a story which I heard from Rabbi Yeshua Gordon, Alav Shalom. Fortunately, passed away a couple of years ago. And it was a brief story involving one of the greatest gevurim of our time. That is, one of the greatest of wealthy Jewish people who gave a tremendous amount of money for charitable purposes. That was Mr. George Rohr, Alav Shalom. And he gave huge amounts of money to many, many, many Jewish causes. One of the favorite causes, one of his favorite causes was Chabad, and he built many, many, that is, he gave the money to build many, many, many Chabad houses and schools and mikvahs and just shuls, really did a tremendous, tremendous amount. He's passed away, but I believe that his family is continuing in his footsteps. In any case, he once was visiting 770 Eastern Parkway, the headquarters of Chabad, world headquarters, and he was standing on line to receive a dollar from the Rebbe. Now, of course, he didn't need a dollar because of it being worth 100 cents. This was one of the wealthiest persons in America, or certainly a very, very, very wealthy person. He didn't need a dollar to be able to buy things. The Rebbe would give out dollars because he was encouraging us to give tzedakah. So he would give us a dollar, and typically a person would keep that dollar that the Rebbe gave them because it has a certain holiness since it was handled by a holy person, especially that the Rebbe gave the person, whoever it was, that dollar as an inspiration for the person to give tzedakah. So the person would therefore take his own dollar, maybe $10 or $5 or $2 or whatever, or in Mr. Rohr's case, maybe $1 million, and increase his giving of tzedakah. At the same time, as the person was going by and receiving the dollar from the Rebbe, and always the Rebbe would give a blessing, and some people would actually stop and ask the Rebbe a question or give the Rebbe good news about something or ask for a specific blessing. And in this case, that's what Mr. Rohr did. He gave a report to the Rebbe, which he thought would just light up the Rebbe's eyes and make the Rebbe so happy. And he said as follows, Mr. Rohr said, as the Rebbe was giving him the dollar, or perhaps afterwards, or before, he said to the Rebbe that he was very happy to report that in his shul, where he davens in Manhattan, they're having a lot of success with Jewish people who have no background. He said, we are bringing many, many Jewish people who have no background to a point of understanding much more about Judaism and being more involved in Judaism and fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs and putting on tefillin or lighting Shabbos candles and coming to shul, coming to Torah classes. And we're accomplishing a lot with many, many Jews who have no background. And he thought that the Rebbe would say, great, wow, that's so wonderful. And give him a nice big smile and encouragement. However, when he used the expression, Jews with no background, and he may have even said absolutely no background, I'm not sure. The Rebbe became very serious. And the Rebbe looked at him and said, "What? A Jew with no background? There's no such thing as a Jew with no background. Every single Jew is a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and Sarah, and Rebecca, and Rachel, and Leah. These are the patriarchs and matriarchs. There's no such thing as a Jew without background. Every Jew has the best background, the background of being descended from these patriarchs and matriarchs of the Jewish people. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, or as we say in Hebrew, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah." And that's the story. Short story. Probably took about 20 seconds for that story to take place. But it's a very, very important point that the Rebbe is bringing out. There's no such thing as a Jewish person without background. Every Jewish person, by definition of being a Jew, is descended from the patriarchs and matriarchs, the Abbas and Imayas of Judaism. And even if it's a ger, even if it's a convert, but spiritually they are descended from them. And therefore, when we think about, speak about, or speak to a Jewish person who we would say, "Oh, they have no background," it could be that they didn't learn any Torah yet. Could be they didn't even realize until this moment that they were Jewish. Could be they were raised without even the knowledge that they were Jewish. But nevertheless, every Jew has within them the very important fact. They are descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And therefore, they are spiritually complete. They may not have learned yet. They may not have done mitzvahs yet, but they are complete spiritually. They are ready to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. There's no Jewish person who doesn't want, deep within himself or herself, to increase in their connection to Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, when we come across such a person, we should never turn away and say, "Oh, that person doesn't know anything about Judaism. Why should I waste my time speaking to that person or trying to teach that person? They're so far from Judaism." No, they have a tremendous background. We call it in Hebrew yichus. They have a tremendous genealogy. They have a tremendous source. And that is the same Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, that Moshe was proud of being descended from them. And all the other great tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos of our history. And therefore, these people, although they may not have experienced much Torah and mitzvahs, have tremendous, tremendous potential. And we should all do what we can to help them discover this potential and to access it and to bring it into actuality. In this way, we can help bring Mashiach quicker, and especially through our own learning of Torah, our own teaching of Torah, whenever we can, own performance of mitzvahs and helping another Jew perform Torah mitzvahs because of Avos Yisrael, because of our love of a fellow Jew. And this will certainly help bring Mashiach quicker, help to protect all the Jewish people in Israel, help to bring home the hostages, help to prevent our enemies from ever doing anything bad to us. Because when Mashiach comes, there will be absolutely no more oppression. And every single Jew, as we say in the first verse that we teach our babies, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, that the Torah, which Moses commanded us from God, of course, God told Moses to command it to us, that Torah is an inheritance to the congregation of Yaakov, meaning that every single Jew inherits the entire Torah. They may not know about it yet, but it belongs to them. The Torah belongs to every single Jew. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And what may we see? Mashiach and redemption immediately.